Now I'm going to take a somewhat middle of the road and say it is very, very important regarding the topic of a righteousness from God, because it was first for the Jew. Because of them being in covenant relationship with God as no other nation. And it must be dealt with because they refused it. And because they have refused it, there is an interruption in the very purpose and program of God. And everyone is affected by it. You are a Gentile and you are blessed today by what happened to Israel and what is happening to Israel today. That's why it is part of the development of this theme. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So 9, 10 and 11 has to deal with that problem and offer the solution to God's glory. And Paul is overwhelmed with the strategy of God. Now let's have a look on page 5, please. And this is how I'm going to approach it. And just a quick overview here. Do remember we're not able to go verse by verse in this study that we have together, but just looking at the olive tree. Now, this has been considered a summary passage. That is Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 29. The apostle has come to the end of his discussion regarding what's going to happen to Israel now. They are elected by God. They rejected God and His Word in the first century and the Messiah. What is going to happen now in the purposes of God? And the Apostle Paul gives the answer. Now this passage, 25 through 29, is a summary of all that he said previously, gathering up 9, 10 and 11. Now let's read it in our Bibles, please, and we'll come back to our notes. Romans 11, verse 25 in our Bible. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Someone give me another word for mystery, please, in the New Testament. Mysterion is the Greek word. The word secret. The word secret. Mysterion. The old English word mystery has been chosen for us, and we can get the impression it's all mysterious. I won't be able to understand it. No, it's a secret. Something that's been kept secret, but now is revealed. Something that was not revealed in the Old Testament scriptures, but is now revealed under the New Covenant and written in the New Testament scriptures. And those of you who are prophecy students, how many mysteries do we have revealed in the New Testament? Come on, you Schofield students. We're on the way. Helpful. 13. 13 are mentioned. Might be a good job to do, have a seminar on that one time. Those secrets that are now brought out through the New Covenant, the New Testament, haven't been revealed. And one of them, of course, is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, not the congregation of God. God's had a congregation from right in the beginning, but the church, where there's neither Jew nor Greek, barbarian nor free, that wasn't revealed in the Old Testament, nor did they enter into that into the Old Testament. If you're a Gentile and wanted to join the nation of Israel, you had to be circumcised, and so it goes on and on. So here we have this mystery. Verse 25, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers, that's the patriarchs. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Or if you have it in the King James, what is it? How does it read in the King James? Without repentance, that is, without change. Irrevocable. God doesn't reverse his word. Now let's go back to the notes, please. And we find that in our summary passage, in those verses 24 through 29, we have three statements in bold print. Can you see that there? And they are, blindness in part has happened to Israel, in bold print. The next one, all Israel will be saved, in bold print. And then thirdly, concerning the election, they are beloved. Now, we see that these three phrases summarize the three chapters in our section, and this is just summarizing them. For instance, number one, as we have here on our slide, number one, concerning the election. Now, that's what Paul's been discussing in Romans 9. And we see that it is the past in Paul's day. It has to do with election. So our notes here, past election, Romans 9. And in our olive tree picture, we're going to be seeing roots and branches growing in just a moment. But there's another phrase in this summary section, and it's called blindness in part. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until. So there's a problem here. And this has to do with their rejection of God and God's rejection of them in his plan and program. And this is Romans 10. And then we'll see the picture that branches will be broken off. And then thirdly and lastly, we see the phrase, all Israel will be saved. And that has to do with the future. That has to do with the restoration, Romans 11. And then we'll see the branches grafted in. Three pictures. Now I've listed some verses that are important for us. I believe these are great verses. I love them. I'll read them to you. Don't worry about turning to them, please. Someone has said these three chapters is an exposition and an explanation of this phrase, Romans 9:6. It is not as though the word of God has failed. It looks as though the word of God has failed. Jesus has come. Israel has said no. We might say, well, look, there's nations and generations that have said no to God before. Look at communist Russia. They just said no to God. And there's Cuba. They've just said no to God. And so on. We could go around the world. What's the difference? What's the difference here? Israel said no. Well, you see, God has a covenant plan for the nation of Israel. A covenant plan. That they would be the head nation of the world, and that his knowledge and glory would come, and that through them the blessing of Yahweh, the blessing of the Lord, would cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. That was the plan. But they said no. Now there's a difficulty. What's going to happen to all those promises? What's going to happen to all those covenants? They're oaths sworn by God. What's he going to do? Paul says, it is not as though the word of God has failed. I will answer that for you. And when he does, at the end of Romans 11, he falls down in worship and says, oh, the wonder of it all.